story continuation there of Arpeo standing there, same spot as he was when he was maybe 5 years old. He was there with his parents up in the mountain. They have been walking there first. They drove with their car a bit, but then take a nice walk and a picnic. That's what they do Sundays, that family. And Pio has this, you know, and he sits there when he's 70 something, or even older, and he remembers the little 5-year-old Pio, how he experienced this, how vividly, how beautifully, how he could feel the spirit of nature, God in nature. That was natural. And later he didn't believe in God anymore because the religion and the old people who taught that, which he couldn't really agree with. So, but that's another story. Here it is, and now we have, maybe this in the future. Of course it is in the future, but how far we're on. Old Pio standing there, and his back to that intensely beautiful place, which not many can see and experience the beauty of. Maybe only those who are born there and belong there. And then he lays off his mundane body, his old body, and he's there, back home, for real, still standing there on that mountain, but now it is so much more vivid, so much more real, and not only more, but it is real. And his friends and family are there to welcome him. Let's have a picnic. Welcome back. That was quite an adventure, wasn't it? And maybe he feels as if he just sat there, you know, leaning towards a tree, looking out over the lake, and nodded off for a little while. I slept a little, didn't I? He finds himself leaning backwards, as you know, that you can do there in the sun, and just enjoy it so much that you just close your eyes and drift away a little bit within and into your fantasies, your imagination, and then sometimes the dream gets weird. But the nice thing with the dream was, after all, that it was either come together with friends, with others who are also dreaming, or it's all my dream, whatever it is. But anyway, here we are, back again together. And we were always together. You know, he shakes off that dream and he realizes that, poof. What a thing.